And I'm going to go back again to the Old Testament, where my scripture was last week. And my scripture is taken in Deuteronomy today. So Deuteronomy 7, starting at the 12th verse. "Then it shall come about, because you listen to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord your God will keep with you his covenant and his loving kindness, which he swore to your forefathers. He will love you and bless you and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your ground, your grain and your new wine and your oil, the increase of your herd and the young of your flock, in the land which he swore to your forefathers to give you. You shall be blessed above all peoples. There will be no male or female barren among you or among your cattle. The Lord will remove from you all sickness, and he will not put on you any of the harmful diseases of Egypt, which you have known, but he will lay them on all who hate you." Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these words of covenant blessings with your people. And Heavenly Father, we ask your blessings on the rest of this service, on the words that will be spoken, the thoughts that will be expressed, and help them to help each of us as you would have. And in the name of your loving Son, Yeshua, we ask all these things, and amen. Today, I would like to give a message to you. It's very similar to last Sabbath's message. And if you remember, last Sabbath's message was God's covenant people. And today, I would like to entitle my message as God's covenant people, part two. And you know, if it takes it to get this embedded in our heart and in our mind, we may even have a part six and seven. But I'm sure that it might have accomplished its purpose by that time. As we found out last week, covenants are agreements. Covenants are promises. Covenants are commitments that are made between two parties. And in this case, it's between God the Father, Yahweh, and his people. And I want to present to you that you are, and we are, today, God's covenant people. Our Lord and Savior is the only Messiah prophesied in the Torah and the prophets. Yeshua, the only begotten Son of Yahweh, the only heavenly Father God. Our God is the same God that was in Moses' day when the covenant was given to him. Our God is the same God that spoke to Abraham and called him out of the land of Ur, of the Chaldees. Our God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In this day, and I do mean the day in which you are living, today, in this day, we are the chosen children of God. In this day, we are the seed of Abraham and heirs of all of the blessings that God spoke to them the blessings of Yahweh, Almighty God. In this day, Yahweh is the Father God, and we are His children. In this day, we are God's covenant people. The covenant that was given to Moses and the children of God at that time was His law. That was the covenant given to Moses and the children of Israel, the children of God at that time. I want to go to Numbers 19 and 5 and 6. Numbers 19, 5. That doesn't look like it. Maybe Exodus. Try Exodus. Exodus 19:5. Now then, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own possession among all the peoples, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the sons of Israel. Let's go to Exodus 34 and verse 27. Then the Lord said to Moses, now right, watch this carefully, because we've stated that the law, the royal law of God, the Ten Commandments, is the covenant at Moses' day and was given to Moses and God's chosen people at that time. Then the Lord said to Moses, write down these words, for in accordance with these words, I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. So he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did not eat bread or drink water. And he wrote on the tablets, listen, he wrote on the tablets the Ten Commandments. That was the covenant. I'd like to go back and have David call up and us look together Deuteronomy 7 and verse 12. That would be my text to you today. Then it shall come about, because you listen to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord your God will keep with you His covenant and His loving kindness, which He swore to your forefathers. We know when we think about covenants, we know that covenants don't become covenants unless terms of the covenant are presented. What's the covenant itself? The terms are presented to all parties, or in this case, both God and His children. The terms have to be agreed on. The words within the contract or the terms have to be agreed on. And then the terms have to be accepted by all for the covenant to be in force. And of course, that's the way it was in Moses' day. Then Yahweh promises, as part of the covenant, his blessings. And let's see again what some of these blessings are that God said would be a result of the children of Israel accepting the covenant, his law, the Ten Commandments. Let's go to Exodus 19 and verse 5. Now then, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own possession among all the peoples, for all the earth is mine. How would you like to be the choice people, the choice group, the choice nation of God? This is what this is saying. God's going to claim you as his own. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the sons of Israel. Also, as part of his blessings of the covenant, we have in Deuteronomy 28, we read that blessings shall overtake you. How would you like to have so much blessings that they overrun you, outpace you, overtake you, overwhelm you? I think everybody would want to be blessed to that degree. The blessing shall overtake you, and you are set high above all the people on the earth. Deuteronomy 28, let's go there. Verse 1. All these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you obey the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the offspring of your body and the produce of your ground and the offspring of your beast, the increase of your herd, and the young of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you. They will come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. Isn't that wonderful? God promises this to his covenant people. And I'm saying to you, you are today his covenant people. If you're accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and Yahweh God, then you are his people. You are heirs of all the blessings that have ever been promised. What is the Word of God that brings us in as God's covenant people in our day? Is that not a legitimate question? What is the Word of God that brings us in today as God's covenant people? Let's go to Galatians 3 and start at verse 25. This is the Apostle Paul speaking. And we read, but now that faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor. For you are all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. Can it be any more clearer? It's in your Bible. It's in the New Testament. And it does tie in with the Old Testament. You are the covenant people of God today, in covenant. As you have accepted Him and His way and His plan, you are in agreement in that covenant. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free man. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendants, heirs according to the promise. Could anything be better? Those words need to be embedded in your heart and in your mind. And if I possibly can, they are going to be, because you will hear it enough for it to be in your mind and in your heart. It's important. It needs to be there. You need to be able to not only encourage yourself with those words, but you need to be able to encourage others of the same fact of those blessings and promises as a result of the covenant that you are in now with the Father God. What is the covenant? It's a good question. What is the covenant that we are in now with God and Yeshua, His Son? Let's see what the Bible says, and let's start out in the Old Testament and let you see the relevance and see that it all fits together. It's part of the plan. Let's go to Jeremiah 31 and start at verse 31. Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. And not like the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, although I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and on their heart I will write it. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Is anything clearer? They will not teach again each man his neighbor and each man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. Declares the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity and their sin I will remember no more. We are in that covenant that this is speaking of today. And you should see that, how it fits together. Jeremiah 31:31-34. Now let's go and see if there's any similarities in the New Testament. Hebrews 8, and let's start with the 7th verse. Hebrews 8 and 7. For if that first covenant had been faultless, there would have been no occasion for a second. For finding fault with them, he says, Behold, days are coming, says the Lord, when I will effect a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not like the covenant which I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, for they did not continue in my covenant. and I did not care for them, says the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their minds, and I will write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. It's going down. And they shall not teach everyone his fellow citizen and everyone his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all will know me from the least to the greatest of them. For I will be merciful to their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more. Is that any effect now? It is through our belief in Jesus Christ and Him coming into this world. When He said a new covenant, He has made the first obsolete. But whatsoever is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to disappear. I want to go now to Hebrews 10, and let's start at verse 15. And the Holy Spirit also testifies to us. For after saying, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws upon their heart, and on their mind I will write them, he then says. And their sins and their lawful deeds I will remember no more. Now, where there is forgiveness of these things, there is no longer any offering for sin. We are God's people today. We are in a covenant. We are in that covenant because Jesus Christ came into this world and brought that covenant into effect. Let's go to Deuteronomy 26 and start at verse 16. Deuteronomy 26, 16. This day the Lord your God commands you to do these statutes and ordinances. You shall therefore be careful to do them with all your heart and with all your soul. You have today declared the Lord to be your God, and that you would walk in His ways and keep His statutes, His commandments, and His ordinances, and listen to His voice. The Lord has today declared you to be His people, a treasured possession, as He promised you, and that you should keep all His commandments, and that He will set you on high above all nations, which He has made for praise, fame, and honor, and that you shall be a consecrated people to the Lord your God, as He has spoken. Let's go to Deuteronomy 7 and 7 and see if there's anything that sort of fits us today as well as the people of old as being God's people. Deuteronomy 7, 7. The Lord did not set His love on you, nor choose you because you were more in number than any of the peoples, for you were the fewest of all peoples. The fewest of all. Do you feel sometimes like you're of the very few? Verse 6 says that you are a holy people. For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for His own possession out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. You are chosen by God from earth all. In verse 8, let's read that. But because the Lord has loved you and kept the oath which He swore to your forefathers, the Lord brought you out by a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh king of Egypt, the Lord loves you as his chosen, as his called out people, as his covenant people. Let's go to Deuteronomy 7 and 2. And when the Lord your God delivers them before you and you defeat them, then you shall utterly destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them and show no favor to them. Furthermore, you shall not intermarry with them. You shall not give your daughters to their sons, nor shall you take their daughters for your sons. For they will turn your sons away from following me to serve other gods. Then the anger of the Lord will be kindled against you, and he will quickly destroy you. I want you to see today that they are connections, relevance between all the scriptures of the Old Testament that talks about covenants made, and that there is covenants between God and us. And I need to go to Jeremiah 31, verse 31. Just keep in mind that the covenant is God. The covenant what we are in with God is his prophecy that in the last times he will put his law into our minds and heart. And no one will have any question who God is, and that his promises and his blessings are to us. We are God's covenant people. And I want you to always remember that, be able to relay that on to others. Let's go to our blessing and read our blessing together as we close our service. Some refer to this as Aaron's blessings. I call it God's blessings to us and our blessings to each other. The Lord bless you. Let's read this together. And now everybody stand. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his face on you and give you peace. Bow your heads, please.